speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
What is meant in the expression Abraham's bosom? First off, I believe that it's important for us to understand Jewish customs as it would pertain to the bosom. From the context of what we find in John chapter 13 and verse 23, when Jesus is observing the Passover with the apostles, it was normal from a Jewish perspective for them to recline around the table, kind of leaning back on one another. And if you'll note what is given in John 13, 23, the disciple whom Jesus loved most, I would say, is reclined against Jesus. And where is he? He would be reclined in the bosom of the Lord. It expresses in that context a very close relationship between our Lord as well as between this one disciple. They had a very good understanding of one another, and they were very close with one another continually throughout the work of our Lord with His apostles. But then also, I want to draw our attention to what is said in the book of John chapter 1 and verse 18. In that context, said no one has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, monogenes in the Greek language, meaning unique Son, who is in His bosom, He has declared Him. Well, what does in His bosom mean there? This phrase is used of Jesus and the intimate relationship that He has with our Heavenly Father. So from a Jewish standpoint, the bosom is something very significant as it pertains to a relationship. I believe that the question, even though that it was not submitted with such, comes out of what we find in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. And here we have the rich man and Lazarus. And you've heard me preach on this before, and probably others as well. And multiple lessons can be brought forth off of this immediate context. But in this context too, where does Lazarus go? The one who represents the saved. The context here identifies is that he goes into Abraham's bosom, identifying in this context, at least in part, that he has a good relationship with God. It represents the condition of the godly soul between the time the body dies and the final resurrection of the same. The same here, as I would state that, would mean the same body. Whenever the body dies, hence the soul departs from the body. And according to the context of what we read in Luke 16, 19 and following, the soul departs from the body and is met by angels and carried into Abraham's bosom. In that then, not only is it a state or a place under consideration, in this way that it is, in the way that it is presented, Abraham's bosom then, in this context, would be the equivalent of saying paradise. Luke 23 and verse 43, I believe, would help to support this. So Abraham's bosom means various things. Excuse me, the bosom means various things throughout the New Testament Scripture. Abraham's bosom, in the context of Luke 16, 19 and following, would represent paradise and the comfort that one receives as a child of God in that realm.